Hi, my name is Sarah Mejia. I'm 14 years old and I'm in Arleta, California. Today's date is January 7th, 2020. I'll be interviewing my mother, Alex Mejia, on her immigrating from Mexico to the US. So my first question is, what was it like when you first arrived?
I remember getting here, so it was May of 1986, just before my fifth birthday. And what I remember was we arrived in a train to Tijuana, and I remember the people there were friendly. But that's... Oh, and the train ride was a bit turbulent. My sister got sick and threw up throughout the train ride here.
Okay, so prior to your arrival, what was the journey like?
I remember it was a bit somber because we were, at this point, hadn't seen my mom in 6 months and hadn't seen my dad in a year. So my sister and I were a bit nervous because we were so young, but happy at the same time that we were finally going to be with our parents. I remember they gave us a paper bag with a couple of candies and some trinkets that were meant to keep us busy along the train ride up from Guadalajara, which is where I was born, to Tijuana, where we would be making the cross over the border. I remember being cold, and I remember being sleepy. So we must have been traveling through the night. But I don't remember too much about the actual train ride.
So adding on to that, who did you come with and who did you have to leave behind?
So I came with my sister, who was a year younger than me. She was 3 and a half, and my older brother, who was 5 and a half. Yeah, he was 5 and a half. And like I mentioned, my dad had, he was already here in the U.S. He had been here for a year, came back to Mexico to bring me and my siblings, and he was in the train ride with us. While he and my mother were here, they left us behind with my paternal grandparents. And given that we were the first grandchildren, they were, needless to say, very sad to part ways with us. And I think we picked up on that energy and were equally as devastated to be leaving them behind.
Adding on to that, I can imagine how difficult it was leaving your home country and all your, both of your grandparents. So what was the most difficult part for you leaving?
I don't think I understood what the journey would entail exactly. I think they kind of pitched to us that it was going to be this fun train ride, but I had no idea that we would be in that train for hours and hours. And well, my dad, I think, did the best that he could. I imagine it must have been hard for him to comfort three kids at once. It was hard leaving my grandparents behind because they were all I had known for the past year. I mean, it was sad because I didn't know when I would see them again. And I had this feeling of uneasiness because when you're in Mexico, everybody talks about up north in Los Angeles, like it's this big scene from a movie, and it's something that's very almost whimsical. But the whole ride up, we just didn't know. I didn't know what to expect.
Okay. So just a almost like follow-up question. Have you seen your grandparents since leaving Mexico?
Yeah, actually, the last time, I think that was the last time I saw my grandmother. because she passed away when I was 9 of stomach cancer, and that was a completely unexpected blow to the family. And it was heartbreaking. She was the matriarch of our family and was an incredibly loving woman who kept us all together. That her passing was a huge hit to us emotionally. Thank God my grandfather still lives. He is the only living grandparent I have. He will be celebrating his 80th birthday this coming September. And as the only living grandparent I have, he's incredibly important to me. He's the one that I go to for all the family stories and the historical traditions that we try to keep, stories about my dad. So I definitely try to pick his brain and enjoy him as much as I can and try to shadow that love that I have for him onto you and your sisters, because he is the only great-grandparent you guys have.
So did your grandmother getting stomach cancer, did that cause any troubles for you, thinking about how you were here and some of your family was still there?
No, not really. I was honestly too young to understand, and my family was never completely honest about how much pain she was in. It was only until I experienced stomach cancer taking one of my maternal aunts that I fully understood the complexities that cancer entails and how long and drawn out of a torture really it is. So when my grandmother passed away, it seemed like it was sudden. I do remember being scared that my dad had to go back to Mexico. There was some almost innate fear that kind of implants itself when you're crossing the border, that because we knew that we were doing it illegally. I guess I didn't know when I was doing it when I initially came, but after the fact, I knew that there was something wrong in what we had done. So knowing that that was going to be the same circumstance for my dad going back, there was this almost unspoken fear, would he make it back?
Do you have any regrets crossing the border and knowing that it was wrong?
No. I guess the only regret that I have now being a citizen and having children who are citizens is kind of betraying the trust and the opportunities that this great country gives us. But on that same token, my parents came looking for a better life for their children. I was smuggled in. I say that in air quotes because I wasn't put in the back of a trunk or in the gas can of a truck or in the back of a pickup truck, but they did cross me over with paperwork that didn't belong to me. And I do remember that being one of the things that I somehow knew was wrong, because I was made to memorize the details of the little girl that I was being passed off as. I had to memorize her name, I had to memorize her parents' name, her birth date, where she was born, how old she was, and that kind of went against everything that I had been taught growing up. We are a very, very close-knit family, and family is the most important piece of my DNA. So to have to pretend that I wasn't part of the only family I'd ever known felt wrong, but I knew that I had to do it if I wanted to see my mom again.
What do you miss most about Mexico?
My family, my extended family. My dad is the oldest of 10 children. My mom is number 4 of 7. I'm the oldest granddaughter. I think we're at 38 now. So I've got 37 cousins, 36 nieces and nephews, and I miss that genuine big gathering house full of laughter and kids feeling that I get when I go back home to Mexico when we're with my dad's 7 brothers and sisters. I miss the food. I miss the friendliness of my people. I miss, I think, my family the most. When we get together here, it's 35 of us, but when we get together in Mexico, just in our family alone, there's got to be at least 100, 120 people. And you don't need tablets, you don't need iPhones, you don't need cameras, you don't need anything. The people fill you with joy and laughter and memories, and that's what I miss the most.
What advice would you give someone about whether or not they should come here, crossing the border, etc.?
Needless to say, crossing the border now illegally would be incredibly dangerous. Not something I'd recommend, but I can definitely applaud the eagerness and the desire for my people to want to come to the U.S. to follow their dreams and to live the American dream. The advice I would give is to try to find the legal route to come over. Try to find a way where you can, if unable to have somebody there, whether petition you or find an employer here that you could work for, is to further your education. If you can't leave our motherland, then make the best of it while you're there. Go to school, get your degrees. Unfortunately, in Mexico, you're not able to make much and you're not able to provide much for your family without advanced degrees. So my recommendation would be that if you cannot come over, as we say it, make the best of the opportunities that you have while in Mexico.
Okay, and lastly, is there anything you would like to add or touch on that you didn't get to go deeper into, or something that maybe I didn't mention?
I think oftentimes it's frowned upon, or there's this negative connotation to illegal immigrants and illegal crossings, and that the law is broken. In my case, I had no choice. I was 4 years old. My sister was 3. My brother had just turned 7. We had no choice. But now, as a fully contributing member of society with 4 daughters who are our future, I'm incredibly proud and humbled of the sacrifices that my parents made when they left their hometown. They didn't know the language. They didn't have an education. My mother studied up until 1st grade. My father, I think, finished 6th grade. And they worked their butts off. And that integrity, that work ethic, that humbleness that they instilled in me has helped me forge ahead and shown you guys that despite the hurdles that we may sometimes face in our lives and upbringings are things that will only make us stronger once we overcome them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I love you, Sarah.
Mom.